The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, as you've been hearing, Spain and Portugal experienced a widespread power outage yesterday, leaving millions without electricity in a snap blackout. That power has been restored in most areas, but the return to normality may take some time. I'm joined on the line by Graeme Keely, who's in Seville. Graeme, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You were caught in a, I suppose, in a bad way yesterday. You were on your way somewhere, and then you had to be stopped.
Yes, Pat, I was amused to hear your correspondent say there may be transport issues. I'll give you an idea of the transport issues. I arrived in Seville Airport hoping to get on a flight to Barcelona. Quickly, like many other flights, this was cancelled. So we headed to some airport hotels, waited and waited and waited for the computers to reboot so we could get to our rooms at 2 a.m. I spoke to some families from Ireland. Now, the earliest they can afford or get back to Ireland is Thursday. One family told me Friday. To get back to just Barcelona, just crossing Spain, the easiest option, the only option, is to fly to London and then fly to Barcelona tomorrow. No trains and precious few buses. The trains, tickets on the trains were nabbed by people booking very quickly yesterday.
So,
a few transport issues.
A few transport issues. I mean, when you think about it, so much depends on a steady supply of electricity, whether it's a hospital, a metro, a mainline rail. But I'm wondering about the buses. You would have thought that they'd carry on, or is it that the petrol stations can't pump them fuel?
Well, absolutely. Basically, I was in a small village out in the far west of Spain yesterday, and all the garages were closed except for one. And there was a big, long queue at this garage. They were only accepting cash. I don't know how they managed to get the pumps going, but obviously they couldn't take any payments by card. So people were just, you know, going around asking if they could, if they had any cash on them, or people were lending money and promising to pay it back. It was getting, you know, a little bit desperate for some people because this was quite an isolated village.
Now, we were told that much of the power has been restored, but that doesn't mean that the problems go away. I mean, there's food in refrigerators that will have gone off during the outage, and hopefully that won't be served in restaurants, but who knows?
Yes, I saw a lot of shops and restaurants especially closed yesterday driving around Seville, you know, from fast food places like Burger King to typically Spanish restaurants, all closed up. It was a kind of ghost town feeling here. This is normally a thriving city. We're about to start, you know, the summer season in May, and it should be bustling. Yes, of course, there were lots of tourists, but nobody was walking around the streets because, you know, people were trying to either organize to get away or trying to organize to get to a hotel. Or one guy I spoke to was trying to rent a car, but of course the car rental company's computer went down, so he had to head to a hotel as well.
Now, the question then, you do arrive in Spain, you manage to get that flight to Barcelona from London. Will you find some place to dine?
Yes, good point. Good point. Well, I've managed to get breakfast in this hotel where I am at the moment, so that's possibly a good sign. I'm actually not going to head to London. I'm going to sit it out in Seville for another night and hopefully get a train tomorrow. So I think that's the best bet, and I think a lot of people are doing that, particularly the Irish families I've spoken to.
The question, of course, is what caused this? And initially we were told it was some atmospheric phenomenon, which is very rare, that had an effect on the whole grid, destabilized it, so it shut itself down, I suppose, when you get that instability. Do we have any more information today?
Not really, no. The atmospheric phenomenon that you've mentioned is what's being mooted at the moment, but nothing as secure has been given as an explanation. What you should know is that in the past month also, there's been very heavy rain in Spain, mostly all over the country, and now it's got quite hot. So there is a distinct, there has been a distinct contrast in temperatures. I can't say any more than that, and I'm not saying that was the cause of it, but it would explain some of the background to that.
What did Prime Minister Sanchez have to say, and is he generally believed?
I think he's generally believed because he remained very cautious. He said, "We don't know what caused this. Don't believe rumours that you read on the internet, and try and stay calm. Try not to to make unnecessary travel arrangements. We are doing our best to try and sort this out as soon as possible." So it was a very measured address to the nation yesterday. Let's see what he has to say today.
Now, he did advert to cyber possibilities, you know, a cyber attack, but dismissed them, but not entirely, saying we look at everything because they can't risk a recurrence of this. So they've got to find out what happened.
Absolutely, yeah. He didn't rule out cyber attacks, but he remained very cautious and tried to advise people not to latch on to rumours they might read, as I said, online. Mm. All theories are being considered at the moment.
I'm just wondering whether or not the activities of the conspiracy theorists were stilled yesterday because they couldn't get online.
Well, I saw last night that Reuters had inadvertently put out a note or a report suggesting that Portugal had said that the cause of this was rooted in something that happened in Spain. The Portuguese National Grid quickly said they didn't say that. Reuters corrected their report. And, of course, that can set off conspiracy theorists latching on to reports which go out and then are withdrawn. So, it happens in situations like this.
Yeah. And those conspiracy theories are bound to grow over the coming days. Just finally on that business of Portugal and Spain being interlinked via interconnectors between the two grids, it may well be effectively the same grid. Portugal did not suffer as much, though, because although some flights to in and out of Lisbon were affected, flights to Faro, for example, were not.
No, that's true. Also, it has to be said that flights between UK and Spain were not very affected at all. There were no cancellations to the UK mainland. And as you say, to Faro in the south of Portugal were not affected. So Portugal perhaps has escaped the worst of this massive blackout.
I mean, I presume hospitals generally have backup generators that will power their vital systems, not every system, not every air conditioner, for example, and equally airports will have backup power, which will power their air traffic control, but not necessarily the restaurants in the terminals.
Yes, exactly. Take the example of Seville Airport yesterday. Although some of the flights, well, lots of the flights were cancelled, the Wi-Fi was still very good. The restaurants were actually serving, and yet at the same time they had had to cancel lots of flights. So it's a bit of a mixture. And hospitals, I heard, were still up and running, but on kind of minimum services. So they were cancelling operations and not emergency services.
Graham, thank you very much for joining us from Seville. What is the weather like? Has the rain stopped? Is it glorious Seville sunshine?
Yes, it is glorious Seville sunshine. If I ever get out of this hotel and actually enjoy it. But so far, I'm taking calls from people like you, Pat.
Graham, thank you very much for doing that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. on News Talk.